Okay, so let's take the question of Hillel and the Rabbanan. So, Kuftes Vav still. So what's the... So Rashi and the Rashbam learn that according to Hillel, you'd have the Pesach, Matzah, and Maror together. Right? L'chatchila. L'chatchila. And the Rabbanan hold, you have them either, you have them separate. There's no reason to put them together. Okay, and according to Tosvos and the Mordechai, it depends what you hold in general about mitzvos mevatla zuazu or not. Right? That's the way he's learning. The Mordechai is clear that everyone's darshaning al. Al means a certain connection, right? And depending on what you hold is the norm. So then al will raise it a level. So if you hold mitzvos ein mevatla zuazu in general. So then you can always use it together. So what's Al telling you? Al is telling you a chov. Right? And if you hold mitzvos mevatlan zuzu in general, then you can't eat them together. So then Al is telling you rishus. Yeah. So what's the idea? What does that mean? How do you understand this? It's an interesting thing. It's like, it's not really, like what they hold about Korban Pesach is just going to be the result of what they hold in general. Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, matzah is true. Matzah does exist on its own, but if you look like in the Sefer Mitzvahs and in the Ram Hilchos Korban Pesach, right, in the Achilas Korban Pesach, matzah is somewhat on par with maror in that sense. It's only because hodah beikra, it's only because of a second pasuk that tells you by erev tofu matzos that you know that bizman hazeh matzah has a significance even without the pesach. But in the structure of korban pesach, matzah and maror are both a chelik of achilas korban pesach. Right? Even in the sefer mitzvos, the Rambam says the mitzvah of achilas pesach, he mentions the matzah and the maror. Right, even though matzah is its own minyan, is its own mitzvah, it's true it's its own mitzvah. It means it still exists without it, but there is a, it is still a chelik of achilas. Whether it has a double identity or not, we'll have to think about it. But definitely has a definitely is a part of achilas pesach. Yeah. Right. No, so for Hillel means that in general, mitzvos ein mevatla zuzu. So that means to say that if you had two achilas shel of mitzvah, so in terms of the ma'isa achila, it's an achila shel mitzvah, right? And since ein mevatlos, the shemos are extant, so you had an achila shel mitzvah that related to both shemos. So it's ein mevatlos. But in general, there's no kiyum to do that because there's no relationship between those two mitzvos. It's just halachically you're going to be yotzei, right? But he's saying, but over here, al matzos merom yochlu is saying that they do all share a common ma'aseh achila. In other words, that's exactly the kiyum. That in general, there's not going to be a psul of sharing a ma'isa achila, because it's still an achilas mitzvah, and each shame is extant. But there's no kiyum in combining achilas, combining two entities into one achila, into one shame achila. But over here, the Torah is telling you, matzah zemorim yochlu, is that in the ma'isa achila itself, it should reflect that in a certain sense, these three mitzvos are related. These three mitzvos do combine into one derech achila. Normally, two mitzvos don't combine into one derech achila. They just happen to share the fact that they're mitzvos and ain mevalos. But over here, there's a key that they should share into one achila shel mitzvah. Okay? So then dafka, this approach is the Rashbam's. I mean, simple. That then dafka, you should have the Pesach, Matzah, and the Maror together. Right? And according to the Rabbanan, all they're going to say is, this depends on how we learned Ein Mevatlos. Depends on how you learn Ein Mevatlos. But one way is it like this, that in general, mitzvahs are mevatla zuazu. Why? Because you don't say that the fact that they're mitzvos makes them ki adadi. Because they're unrelated mitzvos. Okay? But al matzos imroam yochlu is telling you that these three mitzvos are ki adadi ninu. It's a special riboy of saying that these three mitzvos as a group are ki adadi ninu. But just the general shem mitzvah is not enough. So it's not telling you to do anything. It's a statement. In other words, both of them are telling you the same content in the pasuk, that these three achilos are tied together. Okay, so if you hold that, but what's the import of that? So if you hold mitzvahs are aim of alazuazu anyway. So the only significance is that over here it should dafka be one ma'isachila. But if you hold mitzvahs are mevatel zuzu in general, it's just telling you that in this case they're not mevatel. They're not mevatel. In this case, they are ki adadi. Right. And if you're going to learn the other way, of mevatlos means that in general each kiyum of achila requires its own ma'isa achila, right? So over here, it's telling you since they're all part of one, they're all part of the same kviyas achila. In this case, they don't need their own. In this case, they don't need their own exclusive ma'isa achila. Very close. Very close. In other words, the question that was on that, that this is learning according to the Mordechai and Tosos. According to the Mordechai and Tosos. But according to the Rashbam, you see the Rashbam on Behashta de Lewit Mehilchus Lo Kila Vilka Rabbanan? See the Rashbam? How do you learn that? How do you read that Rashbam? It's a hard Rashbam, right? What's the pshat? Mitnick, what's the pshat there? The hash did lo yit mehilchus lo kila v'lo karabanan. Why? So the rabbanan of the brisa, meaning Rabbi Yochanan's brisa and Ravashi's brisa, right? It was Ravashi says that that Rabbi Yochanan messed up the brisa, right? So, but in either case. In either case, the bar plugs over there, the mandam of that brisa holds what? It's good. Krech is good. It's fine. It just means it's fine. Okay? So that means to say that what? Right. Then in other words, all you have is Hillel, who says you should, and the Rabbanan, who say you could. Right? But he holds that of all Rabbi Yochanan Ka'omar depligi alei de Rabbanan legamri leis luhu krecha klal. What is he bringing this in for? What is he talking about? Now he seems to be looking when he says that we don't hold like Hillel, or now that we don't know the Hilchos like the Rabbanan or like Hillel. But which Rabbanon is he? He's looking. It sounds like he's looking for a Shitas HaRabbanon that says you can't eat it together. No, but that's what Ravashi says. Rabbi Yochanan's Brisa also doesn't prove that the Rabbanon say you can't. Everyone's Moda. The Moda, Rabbi Yochanan never proved that you can't eat it together, according to anybody. Right? In other words, without Rabbi Yochanan, if you just had the Brises, if you just had the brises, it's mashma from the Rashbam that the Gemara wouldn't have said that the Gemara wouldn't have required this. It's only because there's a Shitas HaRabbanan that says you can't eat them together. No? Rabbi Yochanan. Huh? No brisa. Rabbi Yochanan says, Cholken alav chaver ahilo. What did he mean? Cholken alav chaver ahilo. What did he mean? What shita was that? What halachic position is that? That you can't do it together. Right? That you can't do it together. That's the way the Rashbam is learning. That when Hillel, that the Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm going to show you a sheet that holds mitzvahs mevatlin zuzu. No? How? Because there's a sheet of the Rabbanan that holds. You can't eat them together. Right? But according to the Rashbam, he was never able to support that with a brisa. But he held that way. So it comes out, according to the Rashbam, there are three shittas really. Right? There's Hillel that says you should eat it together. There's the Rabbanan and the brisa that say you can eat it together. And there's the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yochanan that says you can't eat it together. Right? That's the mitzvah. There's apparently hold mitzvahs are mevatlin zuazu. Right? And unless there is a specific mitzvah of them together per se, you wouldn't be able to do it. But over here, as long as it's a mitzvah of Korban Pesach and a mitzvah of matzah, it's just not possible to have them together. The point is like this. It seems, I'm not really sure about this, but it seems like the Rashbam is learning that you couldn't simply have a drasha to tell you it's okay. If you really held mitzvahs of mevatlin zuzu, you couldn't have a drasha that just tells you it's okay. It would have to be that you have to do it. It's the only way to overcome that.
Because that's the nature of the mitzvah.
But it couldn't just be it's okay. Right? So if he holds, so maybe that's totally on how he's learning Mevatlin Zuzu in general. If you learn Mevatlin Zuzu means that one halachic that they're not, that you don't view the halachic source of the mitzvah. You look at the shame of the mitzvah. And the shemos are different. They're going to be involved with each other. You don't say ki adadi ninu in another context. So then even though the Torah tells you these two mitzvahs are really close, it's still not going to matter. It still doesn't change this what they are. It still doesn't affect the fact that they're separate shemos. Now, is he going to learn mevatlin zuazu or ein mevatlin zuazu is totally in whether you look at the specific or the general.
This is one of those terms where
which ones?
Source.
Meaning to say he's learning mevatlin zuzu or invatlin zuzu is totally on whether you look at the specific shame, matzah and marar pesach, or is a more general shame, mitzvah. Right? But if you hold, and that's the way he was setting it up. If you learn mevatlin or invatlin is dependent on whether you look at the specific or the general. So then even if there's a mitzvah, even if the pasuk tells you, whatever, that you can eat them to get that, even if the pasuk tells you that these two are related, are closely related, that doesn't change the fact that they still have specific shemos. The problem of mevatlin is not removed. You can't remove the problem of mevatlin just because they're more like each other. He holds the likeness doesn't matter. Likeness doesn't matter. So more alike, it still doesn't matter. It's only going to be aim of out if they're the same. Right? So therefore he holds the only way to prove that there's a shita of aim of mevatlin is to show a shita that holds is to show that you can't have them together. Unless it were actually the mitzvah per se. But he holds there was no brisa that ever showed that. Right? But if you learn the svara of ein mevatlin, of mevatlin, because it has to have an exclusive achila, that each mitzvah, the mitzvah of achilas zeh means it has to be an exclusive ma'isa, a mitzvah of achilas zeh. So then there could be an exception to that. That's subject to an exception. To say that these three mitzvos don't have an exclusivity of achila. They don't have an exclusive ma'isa. You understand? Question is, you can't just make an exception. right? Can't just make an exception. The exception has to be in line with the principles. So if the principle is that different shemos are mevatel in each other, even though they share a general character that's the same, so then the only way to overcome that is to say that they're just two chalakim of the same exact mitzvah. They have one shame. Matzah umara, that is their shame. Right? And then the Torah never says that. So you wouldn't be able to eat them together if you really held mitzvahs of mevatlin in that sense. But if you held mitzvahs of mevatlin zu as zu, means that in general when the Torah says eat what? Any other mitzvahs of achilu? Eat this carbon, whatever it is. Huh? It means that it's also talking about the ma'isa achila of the chefza, and each mitzvah requires its own ma'isa achila. So then that could be subject to exception. There's nothing intrinsic in that idea.
What would be the exception?
Exception would be if the Torah tells you here, these Pesach, matzah, and maror are really all part of one ma'isa achila. They really all have a keem of one ma'isa achila. Do you understand what I'm trying to do over here? I'm trying to figure out why the Tosfos and the Mordechai hold you can prove mitzvos on mevatlin zuazu in general just from the fact that it's a reshus over here. But the Rashbam seems to think that unless you show it's an isra over here, you can't prove it. Maybe I didn't clarify what I was doing. What I'm saying is like this. I have to think this through if this is factually even true. But it seems like the Rashbam and the Tosfos are arguing over here about something. Okay. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about like this. If I show you a shita that says you may eat the Pesach, matzah, and maror together. Okay. Does that mean that in general mitzvos are mevatlin zuazu? Okay, Tosfos says it does. The Rashbam says it does not. Okay. Or in other words, if I held mitzvos in general are mevatlin zuazu, could I have an exception by Karban Pesach that here I can eat them together? Is that possible? Tosfos says yes. Rashbam seems to say no. Okay? So I'm saying if we go a step back and say that we did leave it open, what exactly the machlokus of mevatlin zuazu is based on, and we did have two possibilities, maybe that depending on your idea of mevatlin would explain this outcome. Okay, so the Rashbam we were learning clearly, because he spells it out clearly, that for him mevatlin zuazu is a problem of the shame prati, the specific shame, right? Not the family name. So that's exactly what he held. He held the family name doesn't help you. You need the specific name. So if I tell you the family name doesn't help you, just to tell you, but these two are cousins, or these two are brothers, they're really closely related. Who cares? Right? A lot of Abitans. But your brother is the closest. But we don't care about family names. Right? So then there'd be no way to say that these two, that even though in general mitzvahs are mevatlin zuazu, these two are not, because they're really closely related. That doesn't make any sense. Once you're going to allow two shemos to coexist, that means you hold ein mevatlin zuazu. Am I totally off base here?
But
Tosfos is learning mitzvos mevatlin zuazu means that it needs its own ma'isa achila. That's a general idea. It needs its own ma'isa achila, because that once the mitzvah is given, the derech achila of the mitzvah. But that's subject to variation. If the Torah tells you this achila doesn't need its own mitzvah, doesn't need its own ma'aseh shel mitzvah. If the Torah tells you these three achilos are together, are related as ma'aseh achila, as achilos, then it would be an exception. Can't make an exception it's not undoing the process of bitl over here. It's undoing the cause of bitl over here. You understand? So if the process of bitl is separate shemos, then there's no way to undo the cause. But if the process of the bitl is never has to do with a separate shemos, just a separate din of derech achila, derech asiyas hamitzvah, so here there could be a different derech asiyas hamitzvah. Okay. So anyway, next topic. So let's see. So according to the Rashbam and Rashi, the Kiyam according to Hillel, we're just focusing on Hillel now. The Kiyam according to Hillel is that it should dafka be one achila, because the Pesach and the Morah are nigra achar the matzah and the Morah are nigra achar achilas haPesach, right? They're biyachad. So there's a tziruf. So the ma'isa achila should be a ma'isa that's mitzarev. But the Rambam is funny. The Rambam holds it's just matzah and marah together. What's the kiyum of doing matzah and marah together? What's the kiyum of al matzah and marah miyochluhu just to have matzah and marah together? Yes, yeah, so what do you say? You want to? You had something ready? Right.
One thing
right. Right. Now it seems like the question is it a kiyum in achilas haPesach that the achilas haPesach should be an achila with its accidents, with its accompaniments? What's the kiyum of al matzah and marah miyochluhu? Is the Rashbam and Rashi seems to be learning it's a kiyum in achilas haPesach, whereas the Rambam seems to be learning it's a kiyum in sudas haPesach, that you have the preliminaries, you have the two things of matzah and marah really are just eaten because they're not eaten as a kiyum in their own. In themselves, they're only here because it's a sudas Pesach. So then, the ma'isa chilav should dafka combine the two to show that they have a shared identity of being tofel. If you eat them separately, that would lack. That would make each one seem like its own ikar achila. Combining them shows that they're a tofel, and only the ikar is eaten alone. Mashpul Oyel Ram in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the way he describes the Pesach and the it's really Achilas HaPesach im Tanoyev, right?
Using that in order, then you make it into one entity. So really, intrinsically, in other words, it's each one.
These are. Now, as the Maisa Achilas should be in a way that reflects what the should be in line with what the entities are. If these two things are subordinate to the Pesach. So they coexist like that, but there's nothing that there's no coexistence of the Pesach Matzah and Marah in terms of the Suda, in terms of the relative position of these foods. So there should be a derech achila of Matzah and Marah, and there should be a derech achila of Pesach that reflects their significance. So if you eat them separate, you would lose that. And if you eat them all together, you'd also lose that.